Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
True or false, Drake May's biggest challenge may be the premature expectation of Pro Bowl level play. You know that the stakes are high up here in New England, and people want it, and they want it now.
I think that's true. A lot of these guys, a lot of these young quarterbacks that have come in and lit up the league have kind of skewed up the expectation factor for a lot of young quarterbacks. He's still developing into a quarterback. He's going, Drake May's going into a new offense, learning a new language, only in his second year in the National Football League with a whole new team. So, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. He has had a great camp, hasn't turned the ball over, looked sharp. But, you know, when the bullets are flying in the regular season and people are scheming up certain things, it's tough for everyone. It's not just tough for a second year quarterback. It was tough for, you know, me when I was in my ninth year. This is a tough game. They're getting paid too.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we are live all throughout New England. I'd like to apologize to the audience right now because, as you may have heard a couple of times tonight, my voice goes sort of, it's weird kind of sound. And I know my voice, some people think it sounds weird anyway, but I'll be talking all of a sudden, something like that. I pulled a muscle, like, not quite in my back, but kind of like on my side, you know, like right under my armpit here, like right here if you're watching on Twitch. And it is killing me. Oh, is it killing me? And it's so embarrassing, too, because this morning I woke up, like I do every morning. I was rolling over to check my phone, again, like I do every morning, and I sneezed. And this has been bothering me ever since then, from sneezing while rolling over in bed. That is an old man injury, if ever I heard one.
That's too many body parts working together.
Really?
You were twisting and sneezing.
I sneeze violently. I am a violent sneezer. Sneezes, they sneak up on me. I never see them coming. Sometimes I'll know there's a sneeze coming, but now like when I go to sneeze, I can feel it's like it's going to hurt. You know, because it's that muscle. It's the sneeze muscle, whatever that is.
The sneeze muscle. I was going to say, when you sneeze, do you, like, shock people?
Sometimes, yeah.
You don't have, like, a buildup? It's just all of a sudden, no!
Yeah, just a boom. I had a teacher that used to jump every time I sneezed. This is this old guy. I felt bad. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's happening right now. So, yeah, if that happens, just, you know, ignore it, like I'm trying to do. And I promise you, next time hopefully this is not going to hamper the Dong report. I don't think it will. Anyways, we're going to talk some Patriots this hour. We are going to react to what you just heard there from both Tommy Kern and Julian Edelman. And shocker, I'm going to react to that negatively. I have negative thoughts on what I just heard there from both of those fellas. And it's not to blame them. I don't blame Edelman or Kern for having that take or for perhaps, neither one of them said this, but potentially relaying the beliefs and the thoughts of the team as far as Drake May is concerned and what your expectations this year for Drake May ought to be. I don't want to take credit for this because So far, I think my take's been largely wrong. I didn't want them to draft Drake May. I didn't think Drake May was that good. He had a good rookie year, better than I expected. He was better last year than I thought he would be. He wasn't great, but I didn't think he was good, and he was good last year. And I think that most Patriots fans, myself included, watched last year and thought, you know, if you get this kid a real offensive coordinator and a couple of guys to throw to and an offensive line that can protect him, which the jury is still very much out on, as is the guys to throw to thing. I mean, it's not like any of that's been cemented here or anything. But you do that, then you could see a real year two leap for Drake May. And I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing the types of reports that you generally get from guys like Kern and whoever, you know, Schefter, all these guys. Like, they have lines and connections into the team, and they know how the team's feeling about certain guys. If Drake May was out there tearing it up and, you know, throwing off his bat, hitting guys, scoring touchdowns, going off in these joint practices in these preseason games, I would think that you'd be hearing from the team. Maybe not directly, it'd be through reporters, but wow, they're really excited about Drake May. Drake May is poised for a big breakout season. Everybody here loves Drake May. Can't wait to see the next however many years of Drake May. Already talking about an extension for Drake May. That's the type of reports we'd be getting if that's how the team felt. I don't think the team feels that way. I don't think the fans feel that way. I think the fans are slowly starting to do what you heard from Kern and Edelman there, and that's tamp down their expectations this year for Drake May. Now, there's a couple of reasons for it. Number one, he hasn't looked that good. Number two, he's in his second offensive coordinator, second offense in 2 years, which we all remember how well that worked for Mac Jones. You didn't really load up at with pass catchers for him. And the offensive line looks about as bad as it did last year, performance-wise. On paper, it should be better, but it doesn't appear to be so far. And all of that, I think, leads to what is now a very different expectation for this team, not just Drake May, but for the team going into this season. I was reading Chad Graff in The Athletic, and I think Chad Graff is very connected as well. I think he knows what that team's thinking. I think he has sources in the organization who give him the the idea of what's going on around there. And what I read from him yesterday made me want to freaking throw up. Listen to this. And again, I don't blame Graff for this. He's reporting. But his article is called "Why It Doesn't Make Sense for the Patriots to Trade for Terry McLaurin or Trey Hendrickson." That is the title of this piece. Why it doesn't make sense to make this team better, basically, is what they're saying. And Graff writes, "With one final preseason game and 7 days remaining before the Patriots cut 38 players to establish their 53-man, Elliott Wolf added some intrigue on Monday, acknowledging the Patriots would absolutely be interested in trading for big-name reinforcements. Wolf even said the Patriots would be willing to part with a first or a second-round pick if the trade made the team better. And yet," Graff writes, "with the Patriots less than 3 weeks from kicking off a season with good vibes and high hopes, it doesn't make much sense for the Patriots to trade for either of the two biggest names potentially on the block right now." Talking about McLaurin and Hendrickson, he says that the Cowboys aren't actually going to trade Micah Parsons, which I agree with. In fact, I don't think any of these guys are getting traded personally, but whatever. Bear with me here. Graff goes on to say, and I may throw up in the middle of this, "Success for the Patriots this season is not going to be defined by wins." Oh, it's not. Well, how's it going to be defined then? If not by wins, Chad, then how?
By team spirit.
"They've been victorious in just 8 of their last 35 games, and because of that, expectations are manageable for Vrabel in his first season. What matters more is that he builds a culture. He gets the team to play disciplined football, and second-year quarterback Drake May takes a meaningful step forward. Those are the biggest factors in determining whether this season is a success." Building a culture, playing disciplined football, and Drake May getting better are more important than winning games. Okay, got it. "Trading for McLaurin or Hendrickson wouldn't account for massive boosts in any of those areas, although each would cost quite a bit." I do have to address that sentence. Trading for Terry McLaurin will not help Drake May take a meaningful step forward as a quarterback this year, in his second year? How do you figure that? How do you figure that's the case? I think Terry McLaurin wearing a Patriots jersey and going out there and running routes for Drake May would do quite a bit to help him take a meaningful step forward this year.
You sure about that?
Building a culture. Terry McLaurin, bad culture guy? I don't know. For years there in Washington, he shut his mouth and went out there and produced. And now he wants a new deal, and they don't want to give him one because they're a bunch of idiots over there. And he's upset about that. I don't blame him. I honestly don't. He was a good soldier for the head team. And he was the only guy worth paying to see. And now they won't do right by him? Sure, I'd be mad if I was him too. And it's not like he had a big fall-off season or something. He's still very good. So culture, I don't know. He seems like an all right culture fit. And the team playing disciplined football. How is Terry McLaurin or Trey Hendrickson going to take away from them playing disciplined football? What does that mean? And I don't think this is Graf saying this. I think that this is, you know, these guys aren't going to add to these things. I think he was probably told that. I think he was probably, when talking to people in the organization and asking about McLaurin and Hendrickson and these guys on the trade block, the reasons he got for why they're not going to pursue them were those reasons right there. And those reasons all suck. Graf goes on to say, the idea is intriguing. Wide receiver and edge rusher, arguably the Patriots' two biggest needs. Yeah. But trading for either of them makes more sense for a team closer to competing for a Super Bowl, not a Patriots team that isn't expected to compete for a conference title this year. How about this part? The Patriots have the money and cap space to improve the roster next offseason, and sticking to their guns now gives their young players a chance to make an impression this season. What? Next year? I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that that's even on being discussed. You have the cap space and the money to do that now. You had the cap space and the money to do that last year and the year before that and the year before that. And I'm tired of hearing, no, wait till next year. Screw next year. Can we get better now? Can we improve this team or at least make an effort to improve this team now? Why does every door have to shut here? Why? It doesn't just shut. They slam in your face. And the excuses are ridiculous. Well, we want Drake May to get better. That's really the measure of success this year. Then trade for Terry McLaurin. I guarantee you that'll make Drake May better. I guarantee you it will. How can it not? You don't think one of the best receivers in the league who's still producing right now and didn't just come off of a torn ACL like Steph Diggs did, you don't think that's going to help your second-year quarterback? Are you nuts? And again, I'm not yelling at Graf here because I think this is the info that he's getting. This is his info. This is where it's coming from. And the whole, well, just wait till next year. That's when we can really spend. Oh, yeah, next year you're going to really spend? Next year's the year where you're going to go out there and sign that big name. That's when it's going to happen. And they did spend this year. It's not like they didn't. Milton Williams, big name. Carlton Davis, big name. Great. But next year's the year we can really go out there and let it rip. Okay, great. How many years in a row have we been hearing that? And how many years in a row has this team had more cap space than any of the other teams combined behind them? I mean, geez, how many years in a row do we need to keep watching the same movie when we know how it ends?
It's that old expression, 2 years away from being 2 years away.
He goes on to say Kyle Williams maybe plays great and lessens the need at that position. Yeah, maybe he does. Because all these wide receivers the Patriots have drafted lately have really been awesome, right? Maybe Keon White steps up as an edge rusher. That I could actually see. Maybe rookie Braden Swinson looks like a day three steal on the edge. Yeah, I guess maybe. I guess maybe all that could happen. And so what? Another 4-win season this year? That's what we should be strapping in for. You know, another new coach. New offense. All that stuff. Graf says it's not that trading for McLaurin or Hendrickson would cost a valuable draft pick. but more that the whole reason they want trades in the first place is because they want a top-of-the-market money and multi-year deals. Right, which you can afford. When you have a quarterback on a rookie contract like the Patriots do, that's the time to spend big on veterans to support the QB. But you'd ideally do that for younger players, i.e. not in their 30s. You'd be acquiring more than 3 weeks before the start of the season. Okay, another weird rule we got to throw in there now. Yeah, sure, it's good when you have a quarterback on a rookie contract because then you can spend on other players. But they have to be young players. You can't spend on guys that are 30. Okay, well, I guess there's a new rule now I didn't know about. I guess there's a new rule up there on the wall. It's like the Red Sox at the trade deadline. Well, we're not going to trade for a rental. Why the hell not? Everybody else is, and everybody else got better. But you can't, and you did, by the way. But you're not going to go out of your way to really make big moves that way because you don't want rentals? Fine. Okay, I guess we got the same thing here with the Patriots. McLaurin turns 30 next month, meaning his prime is probably behind them. Probably. Hendrickson, 31 in December. If the Patriots were in a great cap position and had a roster likely to yield double-digit wins, perhaps one would make sense. They are in great cap position. They have tons of cap space. They could do this. They could do both of these moves, let alone one of them. And between the two of them, I'd much rather add Terry McLaurin to the offense than Trey Hendrickson to the defense. And I love Hendrickson. I think he's a great player. But if it's one or the other, I'm taking McLaurin 100 times out of 100. I can't even tell you how much I think he would help out Drake May. And this is the cherry on the sundae. A smaller move, Graf writes, like via the waiver wire next week, that brought in a depth linebacker, tight end, or defensive tackle might make more sense. Great. That's great. Love dumpster diving on the waiver wire right before the season starts. It's how you got, what, DeMontre Jacobs last year? It's how you got Ben Brown? It's how you got all these great offensive linemen? Yeah, that really worked out well. I think that would make more sense. I think, yeah, we should just keep doing things the exact same way we've been doing them all these years since Tom Brady left. And all the great success you've had, I think, has really made this look like a smart way of thinking. And again, I'm not mad at Chad Graf. I'm just mad at the Patriots in general, because I think that's where this info and this line of thinking is coming from. I think it's coming directly from the team, and that is horrifying. Honestly, talking yourself out of a guy like Terry McLaurin in that many different ways is horrifying if you're a fan of this team. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with the Patriots conversation as well. We'll get to your phone calls. Again, the number 617-779-7937. But coming up next, we have our New England Nightly News. A bit of a legal kerfluffle down in Newport, Rhode Island over the weekend. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To me, the pressure is concerning. This is something that has been the case for the Patriots really throughout camp. It was the case in Minnesota against that Brian Flores scheme. It was the case today yet again when the Patriots themselves were bringing all kinds of pressure. Linebackers from the second level, defensive backs off the edge. So on the one hand, maybe you take it as good news. It wasn't as though the offensive tackles, for example, were getting beat like a drum. But maybe the bad news is, in terms of the scheme, do they have everything sorted out? Is the communication where it needs to be? Does Drake May see where that pressure might be coming from? And can he adjust at the line well enough when he's actually under the threat of contact, Kayla, to be able to take care of those situations? It just looked like there were too many bodies in the backfield.
Yeah. About 8:30 here. It's the WEEI, Christian Arcan Show. That was Phil Perry discussing what has been a really, really rough stretch here for this offensive line. And an offensive line that we knew was going to have some growing pains. And I think now at this point, we're hoping that the growing pains just aren't very long. That, you know, you got a guy in Campbell there that you can count on at left tackle, even if it's sort of bumpy on the road to start off. I don't really know what you have in the middle right now. Bradbury, Onwenu, the rookie is now suddenly falling off. He's getting beat all the time. Jared Wilson, I'm not expecting him to be your week one starter, but I don't really know who is. The offensive line could end up being really as big of a problem as this team has, and this team has other problems. I think last year it was kind of a toss-up between the O-line, the wide receivers, and maybe the linebackers in terms of like just not being able to really function at the NFL level last season. That's sort of how I would have split it up. This year, the offensive line, they did make some effort to try and upgrade it, but so far it looks like they still have a pretty rough room there. And again, we're talking joint practices, we're talking preseason, we're talking not even joint practices, just practices against the Patriots offense, or Patriots defense, I mean. And they are in there. They are in there on Dobbs. I read that Vedarian Lowe is blocking for Dobbs, and he got pushed into Dobbs and knocked Dobbs over, which you don't see in practice very often. It's not a thing that happens in practice very often. See that in a game like once in a while in practice. And Vedarian Lowe probably isn't going to be your starter, but he's probably your swing tackle. And if something happens to Morgan Moses, he's probably your starting right tackle. And, you know, something to move Will Campbell or something happens with Campbell, you know, Vedarian Lowe is going to be in our lives. Ben Brown is going to be in our lives this year, I think. I don't know how much Morgan Moses is going to be able to contribute. And I really think that for an offensive line that you had plenty of time and resources to really improve and gussy up here, the fact that you're coming into another season like this with all this cap space and an offensive line that looks like it's probably going to suck again is really, really upsetting. Eventually, you're going to have to figure this out. Eventually, you're going to have to figure out how to put an offensive line together like you did in the old days. Because for whatever reason, be it misses on draft picks like Isaiah Wynn and Cole Strange and, you know, whoever, whether it's, you know, missed draft picks or free agent signings that were kind of just, well, the guy's there, let's sign him and see what happens, turning into practice squad claims and things like that. I mean, that's where you are right now. And that's where you've sort of gone over the last couple of years. And if that doesn't start ticking up, then what do you do? What do you start over again? This offensive line's a problem. It may end up being their biggest problem. But it's one that I think they're going to have to put a lot of time and energy towards between now and week one. Otherwise, Drake May is going to get crushed again. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's a little after 8:30. Let's get to the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Okay, for the New England Nightly News tonight, We go down to our neighbors to the south in Rhode Island, where the Rhode Island Attorney General's office said they are conducting a review following the arrest of one of their prosecutors, who was seen on body camera footage telling a police officer they were going to regret detaining her. That would be Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan, who was arrested in Newport on Thursday for trespassing. I watched this entire video of this entire encounter. The whole thing is about 8 minutes long, something like that, right, Joe? 7, 8 minutes? And the police get there to this restaurant in Newport, which I have the name of it, but I just lost my place. It was a restaurant called, I don't know, I forget what it was called. Sure, they probably don't want me saying it anyway, but they were called to the restaurant to remove two patrons who were refusing to leave. And it was these two young blonde women who were out, you know, on the town. And when I tell you that from the very beginning, you could tell this thing was going sideways based on how drunk these two ladies were. When I tell you from the first moment that the police rolled up that you could tell this thing was going to go badly, it was just from the audio, you can tell. If you haven't seen the video, I'd encourage you to go watch it. But just listen to this audio and just imagine you're a Newport cop just rolling up to a restaurant and you got to deal with this.
You guys just want to know, do you want them trespassed?
Anything we can do. Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass, got to know.
Please.
I know that your protocol right. is.
So you're trespassed, so we got to leave now. Unless you want to be an
we're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing. You're number one, number two.
Okay, stop it right there. Stop it right there. He goes, you're trespassing. So you're going to have to go. And she goes, you have not notified us that we're trespassing. Right after he said you're trespassing. That's Rick James levels of like, that's grinding my boots into the couch at Charlie Murphy's house type of stuff. Or I guess it was Eddie Murphy's house. You're trespassing. Time to go. You have not informed us that we're trespassing, ma'am. Yes, he did. He just said that.
If the cop had said, yes, I did. 2 seconds ago.
I mean, he did basically say that, but go on. Play, keep on.
Fight us that we're trespassing.
You're
number one, number
what did I just
two?
Say to you?
What did I just say?
Lawyer, so she knows.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going. You're just
leaving the table. I'm an AG. What are you?
What's wrong with you?
I'm an AG.
You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested.
Okay, do you have any weapons on you?
No, I'm an AG.
Stop her right there, Joe. I think she's trying to tell the police that she's an AG. I don't know. It sounds like that's
Wait,
what she's trying to communicate.
I couldn't hear that.
I think she wants them to know.
Something
which,
like that.
Listen, if I was an AG.
I thought she was like a mechanic or something.
And I was in that position, I would not want everyone knowing my job. Boy, I would be like, I am not who you think I am. Please don't call my boss. Please don't say anything. I have a theory on what happened here. Okay. And I don't know these people. I'm just basing it off of this video of them and their lowest point. And I know that they're getting a lot of crap for this, but, you know, it's the way it works. What, am I not going to comment on it? This young lady, the AG, who wanted everyone to know repeatedly that she was an AG, Miss Flanagan here, was out with a friend. Now, we don't know the friend's name. She's the, you heard the voice saying,
I'm an AG.
You heard her going, she's a bleeping lawyer, so she knows what's up and whatever. And the AG girl kept saying, you know, your protocol is you have to shut off the body camera because I'm a citizen and I'm requesting it and I request it, then you have to do it. And the cop was like, that's not the law. Like, what are you talking about? You know, you can't tell me to turn off my body camera. The body cameras have to stay on all the time. You can't request that. And if you want to request it, I don't have to listen to you. Like, what are you talking about? And she kept going on. No, that's your protocol. You have to do it. And the friend was like, she knows she's a lawyer. So here's my theory. Okay. Is that Flanagan was just wanted to go out and have fun. Her friend seemed like the alpha of the group, if you want to, right? Like that, she kind of seemed it. And there was a part at the end of this video where two cops are trying to handcuff the friend, okay? Who's another, you know, little blonde girl. She's a blonde woman, sorry. You know, sort of thin blonde woman out in Newport. And these two cops are trying to handcuff her, and they can't. She is fighting them off. She's resisting, basically, and she got hit with a resisting arrest. But they're trying to handcuff her. She breaks free and flings the handcuff, which they couldn't get around her wrist. She breaks free of the cops, takes off the handcuffs, and slams them down on the ground. When I tell you,
It was the most gangster thing I have ever seen a 110-pound blonde woman ever do in my entire life since, like, Sarah Connor in the Terminator 2 movies. It was incredible. It was incredible. You've got to watch this video of this arrest, just for the friend ripping off the handcuffs, because I was just like, whoa, where did this come from? That the friend, she is a tiger, all right? That lady is a tiger. You don't mess with someone like her. Two cops couldn't put the cuffs on her. She broke free and spiked the cuffs on the ground like she was Rob freaking Gronkowski. I'm not kidding. Look at this video. Skip to the end. It's like 7 minutes long. Skip to the end when the girl in the white shirt is getting arrested. Okay? It's incredible television. It really is. She ends up getting put in the car, too. She's in the car. They're trying to close the door. She's got her legs out, right, so that they can't slam the door. And they're trying to. She's like, nope, nope, sorry, buddy. Just will not let them close the door. I think they finally got it closed, but it took them like 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes, but it took longer than it should have. It's really, really something. So here's what I think. I don't think Flanagan meant to go out and cause any trouble. I think her friend is a bad influence. I think her friend there is, she was an animal out there. Like, really. You know, the I'm an AG, I'm the AG, I'm the AG. That was annoying, and I'm sure the cops were very annoyed. But the other one, like, she was, I don't even know. I mean, she was like, she's like Black Widow out there. I thought she was just going to take off, you know, just to spike the cuffs and kick off the heels and sprint out, into the night. The cops would be out there. They've got a bolo out. They got the spotlight looking for her. She's hiding in the bushes. She's got like camouflage on. Like, this lady was hardcore, man. That was a hardcore thing we saw there. So I know that everyone's, this girl, she's a, the AG or whatever. I blame her, obviously. She's an adult. She's got to make her own choices. But I'm telling you, that friend, we all have friends who maybe don't bring out the best in you. You know what I mean? People you've known a long time. They know all the sides of you. And sometimes when you get together, it's not always, you don't always bring out the best in each other just because you know each other so well. Seemed like there was a little bit of that going on there. And I know what that's like. But, if you haven't seen this video, it is remarkable.
And if you ever get selected to be on that jury for jury duty, first thing you're going to do is stand up, standing ovation, right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Like, you're guilty, but, you know, props. Props, lady. That was pretty badass.
We find the defendant guilty, but pretty badass.
But also not bad. Pretty bad. With, guilty of being badass. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll continue with our Patriots conversation here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's your understanding with Kyle Duggar and how it's gotten to this point?
He just don't move around so good no more. That's the long and short of it. We saw it last year. He was a liability defensively, unfortunately, and we attributed it all to injury because it wasn't in the very distant past that he was a borderline Pro Bowl player. But coming back this camp and this offseason, I'm sure that Mike Vrabel and his staff have looked at this guy even as he comes back from offseason surgery and said, yeah, it's not getting any better. It was such a rapid decline. It's really only 1 year of suck. So to me, he should be a good player for them right now. And they had to confirm that he is in decline. And maybe it's a temporary decline, and maybe he bounces back someplace else. But he's going to be a hard guy to move via trade because of the size of the contract, unless the Patriots take some of the money.
Tommy Curran on with the midday fellas there, Jones and Keefe, talking about Kyle Duggar and what to do about Kyle Duggar. Anthony Jennings, another one on the trade block now, according to Andrew Callahan. Duggar playing with the second team. Probably see a lot of him in this game against the Giants as they decide if they're going to keep him on the team or not. I think if they're looking to trade him and they're looking to trade Jennings, it's pretty clear to me that Mike Vrabel doesn't really want to deal with any of these Belichick holdover guys. You know, it seems like there's not much there for him. Not much that he really wants with them. And part of that intrigues me because it's been a while since you've had a defense that was really aggressive and, you know, wasn't just all about setting the edge. You had guys really legitimately getting after the quarterback, not just one like Judon or, you know, whatever. It's been a while. You know, it's been a while since you really had that. And I think that a guy like Anthony Jennings isn't a bad player or anything, but the whole idea is, well, they're trying to be aggressive and this just doesn't fit the mold that they're looking for. And a guy like Duggar, while he is a effective strong safety in certain packages, he falls for a lot of play actions. He's not great in coverage. You know, pretty good at going up and stopping the run, but even then, you know, you heard Curran, he's just not moving as well. And he's a guy that was sort of a risky draft pick, definitely a risky extension candidate, and both of those things happened. He's here in New England, and he's made some plays. It's not like he's been a total zero here in his career. I'm not saying that. But I'm also not shocked that a new coach with a new philosophy is going to come in here and not necessarily know what to do with him. You've seen safeties in the past try and transition to linebacker. You remember John Lynch doing that at the end of his career. You've seen that happen with other guys. It doesn't happen all that often. But with Duggar, it seems like that could be a potential way to go. I'm kind of okay with that. But then again, it's not like you're talking about a team with a bunch of great linebackers. Or, for that matter, a team with a bunch of great edge rushers. There may be some safeties who can go out and play better safety than Kyle Duggar. I'm not saying that that's a crazy thing to conceive. But Anthony Jennings, who in this rotation of edge rushers is so much better than Anthony Jennings that you have to get rid of him? A guy who had, I don't know, a couple sacks there against Minnesota, was in there on McCarthy a bunch, and that other kid they had out there. Your rotation right now of edge rushers is Keon White, Harold Landry, Calavin Chasen, is that right?
I would say it's something weird, but I would go with
Chasion, okay.
Well, whoever he is.
All right. Truman Jones, Braden Swinson, and Anthony Jennings. I think that of all those names I just gave you, Jennings is probably number three. I'll take White. I'll take Landry, I think. White, Landry, Jennings. That's my depth chart. I mean, listen, who the hell am I, right? But, you know, did I miss anybody? Like, is there some name in there that I skipped over who should be head and definitely ahead of Anthony Jennings? I'm surprised by that. And I think that there's a little bit of Mike Vrabel wanting to just remove all the stink off this roster. Come hell or high water, it doesn't matter. We got to make sure that this team is built in his image, and he doesn't want any of these holdovers coming back. Same thing with, like, David Andrews, you know, rushing him out the door to bring in this Bradbury kid. You know, I don't necessarily think that this is the way. Juwan Bentley was another one to bring in Spillane. And, yeah, hopefully Spillane is great. I hope he is. But I'm not just blindly going to trust Mike Vrabel that he's got all the answers here when it seems like a big priority for him is cleaning house, even if it means moving on from a player who's better than the guy that you replaced him with. Well, at least he's not from a holdover from the old regime. Like, that's more important than a good player on the team. And it does seem like some of these situations. With David Andrews, I don't know how you could see it any other way. Garrett Bradbury was not a good player last year. And Andrews, listen, I mean, he's not exactly the Mr. Reliable right now himself. He's out of the league, but he wanted to keep playing, it seemed like. And I would take him over Bradbury, at the very least, as a guy to have in the rotation. They wanted him out. He wanted him off the team, out of here. This was a captain. This was a good culture guy. At least we thought he was. But now you're seeing it maybe a little bit again. And Duggar, whatever. I mean, I think Duggar's a unique case. Jennings? Keep my eye on Jennings. If they can trade him and get something back for it, great. Sure. Yeah, fine. Trade him. But if you're just trying to move on from him just to do it because he's a Belichick holdover and you really, really, really believe in Truman Jones, then, like, all right, I have questions there. I have questions there. Is Truman Jones really better than Jennings, or do you just want the new guy and you want the old guy out? Because if that's the case, that's kind of a dumb way of doing it, I think. And it seems like he's already made some decisions in that vein. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Got a lot of reaction to my New England Nightly News story, a story that I guess was covered by the morning show as well. The young lady, I'm being told here on Twitch chat and on the text line, that she didn't break free from the cops, but that her arms were so thin that she slipped out of the cuffs. I'm going to have to watch it again because I didn't notice that, if that's what happened. But even so, you got to get the hand out too, right? Not just the wrist.
I don't think it's the Houdini part of escaping the cuffs that we were focusing on. It's the fact that, like, she took the handcuffs and threw them to the ground.
And
like,
she did
some hardcore gangster.
She
stuff.
Got away from the, so she still had the cuffs in her hand, right? She might have slipped out of them, but she still had them in her hand. And she did break away from the cops who were trying to arrest her. She got away from them. She, like, backed away from them and then slammed the cuffs down before they eventually had to corral her. But even if she did slip out because with thin wrists or whatever it is that they're saying here, you still got to get the hands out, and she still maintained control of the cuffs while breaking away from two arresting officers who both looked like pretty big guys. I maintain that that's the most gangster thing I've ever seen a woman that size do since Sarah Connor in the Terminator 2 movies. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a fun 9 o'clock hour coming up here, folks. If you've been hanging on this long, you're about to be rewarded in the most special way possible. We got the Arcan fire at 9 o'clock. We got dongs at 9:30. And we have a clickbait tonight that will have you seafood fans, much like myself, thinking twice before you buy shrimp at a certain store. But the Arcan fire, I'm very excited about. We, tonight, maybe we'll have our biggest dong total ever, right? It's possible. I'm not saying that we will. I'm just saying we have not had a lot of dong reports where there were this many games on the schedule, okay? This much potential for high dong numbers has not really been. It's Thursday. Thursdays are getaway days. There's half the teams don't play on Thursdays. Red Sox hardly ever play on Thursdays. No one's playing on Thursdays. So we have low dong totals. Tonight there are 14 games on the slate, some that are already finished in Major League Baseball, which means we got dongs for you at 9:30. That's all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Christian Arcan Show rolls on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.